You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box with JJ and Nate. And joining me on the phone today is the fabulous and the lovely former model. We have Tara Brooke on the line. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited about this new book you have. It's called Beautiful Ambition. It is all about helping us to discover the secrets to love, happiness, and success. So tell me about the book.
You know, this book is just for every woman out there that's always had like a secret dream or desire, and maybe they just haven't gone after it. You know, growing up for me, my life was extremely challenging and difficult. It wasn't always easy. It certainly isn't what you see on the cover of the book today. Very difficult childhood. You know, I didn't think I was going to ever have a good life, but I wanted to have a good life. And those kind of seeds for wanting a better life were planted in me early on, but there was so much hard work and difficulty kind of getting through. And, you know, finally, when I got out of high school and I went to become a model and I started making a living and having my own success, I was proud of myself for doing it, but it wasn't that fulfilling to me. And I thought, really what makes me happy is being able to show other people how they can have their dreams too. And if I can come from, you know, the life I had, anybody can do it. And so that's where I just really wanted to show people, women especially, you can have it all. You can have the career, the man, you know, your dreams, and this is the way to do it. And so this book outlines everything that I know that women want, and I talk about everything. I talk about in detail men, what they're looking for, how to find the right guy, how to keep him, how to go after everything. And I just outlined it. And it's just kind of, it's my way of giving back to women because, you know, I have a real big heart for women and I know how much they do. And it's just exciting for me.
Awesome. And, you know, when I just heard you mention how to find a good man and keep him, you already caught my attention because that would be me trying to find me a good man and try to keep him somehow.
That's right.
But you also touch on how to improve your sex life. So talk to me about that.
I just think that it's really important that people, you know, especially when you're married, you need to be having sex and you need to be having good sex. That's the secret to a long-lasting, fulfilled relationship. And especially when there's children and you're trying to balance everything, that absolutely has to be the first thing on the list. If that's number one, you're going to get everything you want. And everything you want means that you have a happy, thriving, successful marriage. Doesn't mean it's perfect all the time, but if that is like the first thing that happens on the list, everything else will fall into place for you.
Wow.
and it's not just something that, you know, men want. It'll absolutely fulfill the women too. So we're just better people all around when that is functioning at a high level in our lives, you know, within marriage. I mean, I think that that is absolutely the key to success. And I've been married 14 years, so I can tell you.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
How have you been married 14 years and you're like 20 years old?
I love you. I actually got married when I was 23. And yeah, we just celebrated our 14-year anniversary and I have twins that are 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
A little boy and a little girl. So they're keeping me on my toes and
well, that is awesome, and congratulations
Thank
on celebrating
you.
14 years. That's a great accomplishment, too.
Thank you very much. But, you know, I mean, it's all about prioritizing what you want in your life. And I, you know, I talk to women all the time, and I know women want to have it all, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is that success, I want people to realize, it's not just meant for a select group of people. It's for everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody's dreams are important. Everybody's dreams count. And, you know, you need to find within yourself your own, you have to become your own cheerleader in a way. And if you don't have a good group of people cheering you on, it's important that you can do that for yourself. So I talk a lot about building self-confidence and self-esteem in the book as well.
Awesome. Now, you know, something you touched base on earlier was you were talking about some of the challenges that you had. Now, I'm absolutely positive that when people on the outside looking in see a supermodel, they think she's a model. She can't possibly have any challenges, anything, you know, going on in her life because she's a beautiful person. And just automatically think that beautiful people have, you know, a great life. But you said you had some childhood challenges. What were some of those that you overcame?
You know, like some of the things that we went through, and I know so many people today are going through it with the economy and everything that's going on. My parents had a very difficult divorce. My mom at the time was physically ill. She couldn't work for the next 3 years. She and I basically were in and out of apartments. We were changing schools. I was changing schools almost every month. You know,
wow.
I was bullied. I was the kid that was the new girl all the time, didn't have the right clothes, didn't have the right shoes. You know, I dreaded going to school, you know, all of those things. And I had no self-confidence. So I really, those are things that I had to develop. And I became a student of life. I developed everything that I could. I watched people. I watched the mistakes they made. I paid attention to the things they did right. And I taught myself, and I just dove into self-development. I knew I wanted something better, and it was going to take a lot of work to get there. And the thing I will say is this. It's like everybody walks around in this world is judged, whether you're attractive, maybe people don't find you attractive, you're loud, or you're shy, or whatever it may be. We're all judged on some level. But I'll tell you this. It's like beautiful people, that does not mean that you're going to get a free ticket to a happy life. I mean, we see it all the time in Hollywood. Beautiful women that we sit there and we go, God, they had it all. How did this happen to them?
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to equal success. It's like you have to have all these other things on the inside. And as cliche as it sounds, it's just the fact. It's like money doesn't buy happiness, and neither does beauty. It absolutely takes becoming a caring individual that cares about the world, cares about themselves, and does the work every day to be a good person and reach for their goals and reach for their dreams and find balance. And it's something that, you know, it takes a lot. I don't have balance in my life every day, but there are some days I do. So it's, you know, letting yourself off the hook a little bit, but also knowing when to be disciplined.
Very good. Very good. Now, you are also the co-founder of a nutrition company, right?
Yes. It's called 7.2, and we're the alkaline company. We help people become alkaline. Basically, what that means is if your body is around a 7.2 pH, you're going to have unbelievable health. Diseases cannot live in an alkaline body, but they thrive in an acid environment. So if you want to stay off the top three killers of America, we all know what they are, you need to be alkaline. And unless people are consuming a vegan diet, it's very challenging.
Wow.
So what we did is we developed a line of products that you can bring into your everyday life, because I love coffee and I eat meat, but they're very high in acid.
Hmm.
And we created a line of products. They taste great. They're easy to use. They'll fit into your lifestyle, and you can still become alkaline within 30 days. And the best part is when you become alkaline, your body naturally starts losing fat, because fat doesn't like an alkaline state either. It loves acid. So it's a very exciting company. People are losing weight. They're getting healthier than they've ever been. And we're just excited about it.
Awesome. And what is the website? One more time, please.
It's 7.2.com, and it's written out 7. And then the number 2.
Okay. All right. Now, just curious to know your opinion when we talk about what does more harm for a woman's sense of image and self-conscious. So, like, let's talk about Playboy versus Cosmopolitan and why.
Right. You know, I do get this question a lot. I think it depends on, you know, who you are. If you're a free spirit, I personally, I don't know. I think that when you're young, it's obviously you're going to be, I don't know. When you're really young, I think both of them you need to stay away from, to be honest with you. But I think as you become a mature adult and you're self-confident, I don't think Playboy is the best route to take for women. But again, if you're a free spirit, you're a confident person and that doesn't bother you, I guess it's okay. Cosmopolitan, you know, there's a lot of different views and a lot of different thinking going on there. You obviously need to be grounded in your beliefs and what, you know, what's right for you and know that. I think that as long as you are, then that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that it's okay. But it's just important to know that every image that you see in the magazines have been retouched. I remember doing a cover of a magazine, and when the cover came out, I was blonde with green eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
And they didn't even tell me. So, you know, I was born a brunette. So, I mean, stuff like that happens, and they're trying to sell magazines, and, you know, you have to kind of love your flaws. No one's perfect. I certainly am not.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's one of those things where you just have to go, you know what, I love what I have. I'm going to do the best with what God gave me. And my imperfections, it's okay. That's what makes me who I am.
Yeah. Speaking of magazines, you were also on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine, which one day I aspire to be on the cover of. I've been breaking my butt off here. So just tell me, like, how did you have to prepare for that? Because obviously, you know, you got
to
get your body in shape. Even
you
if they do. Even if they do, you know, Photoshop, you know, little things, but still, you have to be physically in shape.
I will say that getting bikini ready, and I say bikini ready because it's like when you're in a bathing suit, nothing, you know, you can't hide anything. So it's 80% of it is what you put in your mouth. It really is. It's diet, diet, diet.
Yeah.
20% is going to be the working out, cardio, weight training. I was very disciplined, and I am very disciplined with what I eat. Do I have chocolate cake? Absolutely. But do I have it all the time? No.
Yeah.
I have to become very disciplined. And when you're getting ready for a shoot like that, it's no sugar. You're not eating white flour. You're not, you know, you're staying away from high carbohydrates, really more protein and green, you know, vegetables, lots of water, cardio.
Woo! All the fun, the not so fun stuff.
The not so fun stuff. And then you go back to a normal life where you can have, you know, bread pudding if you want it once in a while, or a Cosmopolitan when you go out.
Yes. Oh, gosh, that sounds good. Right now at 10 in the morning. All right. Well, I tell you what, we appreciate you calling today. Everybody needs to pick up the book, Beautiful Ambition. Where can they purchase the book?
They can purchase it. If they want to go to beautifulambition.com, they can purchase it through there. They can get a free chapter, and they can also be entered in to win a contest where I'm flying somebody out to Newport Beach, spending the day with them, going to work on their dream life, what they want, just mentor them for the day, take them shopping, and then go to dinner. So it's going to be a fun time. They can also get it through Amazon, but beautifulambition.com is probably the best place to get it.
Awesome. Tara Brooke, we appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a good one.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.